Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Backstage Talk with Lynn. And today I'm joined by none other than the great Paige Carty, a former student of the St. Hugh's High School and now a second year BFA student at the School of Drama at the NMLA College of the Visual and Performing Arts, the only one of its kind in the English-speaking Caribbean. Now, Paige Carty, tell the viewers a little about yourself.
Okay, so my name is Paige Carty. As Lenny said, I am currently a second year student at the NMLA College of the Visual and Performing Arts, where I'm studying to get my acting degree. I previously attended the La Marie Spa Institute, where I did a 6-week course and acquired a level 1 in makeup artistry. And before that, I did my 5-year tenure at the St. Hugh's High School for Girls. I love to write. I love to cook. I'm outdoorsy. And I would say that I'm pretty good at running with ideas and just making them as big as they can get.
Awesome. Now, Paige, I just have a few questions for you tonight because I don't want to hold up your time. Now, Paige, as a fellow classmate, I'd like to know how has second year, seeing that the semester is almost over, how has second year been so far for you? And what would you say is your most favorite course and your least favorite course of both semesters?
All right. So your first question, how has it been so far? So far, the online experience is, I wouldn't say it's challenging, but it's tricky because you're having to be your own motivator. Seeing that you're in your space, you're having to tell yourself that you have things to do and you have to get up in the morning despite being home. You have to keep pushing yourself. The only challenges I would say I encountered was with flow. You know, internet's a huge problem, seeing that everyone is home now. So it's a challenge for the internet providers to be able to actually provide for everyone. I would say my favorite course for both semesters is acting. Simply because I get to actually play out scenes or reenact roles, and I haven't been able to do that, seeing that my high school did not offer theater arts for me. So being able to do that is actually fun. And my least favorite course right now is, I would have to say Infotech, because it's a lot of work. And it's more work than every other course, and it doesn't seem balanced. I don't feel like it was a lecture session. It was more of just come to class, here's a PowerPoint, and then there's a whole bunch of other things to do. So I would say that's my least favorite course for this semester.
I share the same view as you, Paige, because I'm really understand what the hell is going on. I'm not going to lie to you. Pretty good choices as a favorite course selection. Love it. So my next question for you, Paige, how long have you been performing? What led you to perform?
Okay. I've been performing since basic school. But I started off doing dance, and I did dance until about the 4th grade, where I transitioned into drama, and then I realized that I really had a niche or a liking for drama, and so I continued through high school. At the end of high school, I was the president of the drama club, and I've done numerous JCDC appearances, but as I said, it was initially for dance before to drama, and then I decided that this was definitely something that I wanted to do as a career. I love to perform. I love the challenge and the tricks and trades that come with embodying characters and becoming something else. I think that's quite, it's an artistic elegance of a career path that I believe I'm going to continue to pursue. So I think that's where I started, and that's why I started.
Awesome. So Paige, before I today, I just have one simple question for you. What are some challenges you faced as an actor or a student of the Inamani College?
My personal challenge is not being defeated by the thought of not becoming an actress. There are times where I would sit down and I would really wonder if this is something that I want to do. So it is discouraging sometimes seeing how our economy is. And as a student of the institution, I would say a challenge that I have is the fact that the courses are mainly centered around theater acting and not acting in general, or acting for film, acting for theater, acting for comedy, whatever else type of acting there is. I feel there's no diversity in that.
Thank you for your responses, Paige. I hope you're having a lovely afternoon.
I hope you do.
I'm trying. But yeah, everything is well. The semester, as I said before, is almost up. I did things that I never thought I could have done. I believe that I'm scoring almost straight A's. I think I'm going to collect an award at the end of this semester. I hope everybody else is too. Yeah. And things are just going great. But my main focus is on my schoolmates. I want to help as much people as I can. Definitely. If I do understand what I'm doing. But yeah, I also did French. And I'm coming from Spanish where I knew nothing. And I did French. And I think I did pretty well.
Très bien.
But thanks again, Madame Carty, for giving me your time. And again, I say, I hope you have a great day. But what do you want to say for the listeners of Backstage Talk with Lane? What do you want them to know?
I'd just like to say that COVID has not been fun. It's hard, but don't give up. Find things to distract you and occupy your time. Find ways and reasons to smile. Get up, do a stretch, go for a walk, anything. Just remain focused and motivated, because it is going to get harder as years go by. It might not be a pandemic, but it might be something else, and you might feel discouraged. So I am encouraging everyone to smile every single day.
Awesome. And now, guys, that was Paige Carty, former student of Lee St. Jude's High School, and now a secondary BFA student at the Inamani College. Join us again for our next episode with Alexia Archer, a first-year student of the Inamani College, also a BFA student, where we will be discussing her experience as a first year online. Thanks for joining on Backstage Talk with Lens. Bye, Miss Carty.
Bye.